Well, welcome to another episode of the 151 Collective. First episode of the new year, 2026.
Happy New Year.
I did not know that it was recording, so don't laugh at me. I am your co-host, Zach Mo, a.k.a. Mr. Wonderful. I've been watching Shark Tank.
Ooh, Shark Tank's a good show. I'm your other co-host, Collector, a.k.a. Asylum. It's a brand of cigars. My Asylum hat is there, and that was the first thing that I saw that I could use as an AKA. Hat. There is a Gengar on my hat. This was a Christmas gift. This hat's fire. It's like ombre.
Put it back on. Your hair is terrible.
My hair is long, bro. 3 weeks ago, I pulled up the video from 3 weeks ago. My hair was so much shorter. It's crazy how fast my hair grows.
My hair is coming in.
Yeah, that was from 3 weeks, man. It's like, look, we've made the same amount of progress.
Yeah.
Bro, my hair.
See it because the light, but there's hair there.
I need a haircut. Bad.
Me too. I need to shave my head before Thursday.
Hey, yo.
Hey.
Dun, 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 dun.
We did the introductions.
That was my Shark Tank noise, by the way. I love that show. I used to binge watch Shark Tank.
Me too. I always binge watch it. I haven't done a rewatch of it in a long time, but I really love it because I'm Jewish and it's all about money. And I enjoy it. You ever bought anything from Shark Tank? Like, you've seen things you see?
Oh, well, yeah, yeah, yeah. So we have like Scrub Daddies. I'm sure there's other things too. Course.
I just recently watched the episode with a Rabbit Ramen Cooker. And of course, I would have that. The Rabbit Ramen Cooker made a deal with
Mark. That makes sense. I didn't see anything recently. It's been a long time. It's been years since I did a big binge on it.
Such a good show. It's on Hulu. I like the older episodes more than the newer ones.
Yeah, I watched a lot of the old ones. I mean, we probably have other stuff that was on Shark Tank as well and maybe just don't realize it, but the one that came to mind was the Scrub Daddy.
Well, I wonder if that's their,
like the most highest lucrative. Yeah, is it, right? Like the highest selling thing. Who would have fucking thought, dude, a sponge? That's crazy.
Well, it's because they have the Scrub Daddy family.
Yeah, we have a Scrub Mommy as well.
There's a lot of scrub people.
I don't want no scrubs.
Damn it, you beat me to it. Yeah.
Well, that sounds like what I've been doing.
Oh, yeah. A lot of fun. I've been doing that and playing Farthest Frontier.
Yeah, I heard about that in the Discord. Tell us about Farthest Frontier.
Are you familiar with SimCity?
Yeah.
You build a city, you manage the city.
All right, pause.
So,
can you drown people in this game?
It's not Roller Coaster Tycoon.
SimCity, you could drown people.
No, you can't drown people in this game.
Not interested. Next topic. Just kidding. Go ahead. You never drowned anyone in SimCity?
I haven't played SimCity in years. I don't remember. I played the newer one where you can't drown people, but you can unleash a Mecha Godzilla on them, which is pretty dope.
I definitely never did that. It was like real. Like, oh, it must have been an old one. It was like very realistic and boring, but you could build an in-ground pool and then make them swim in the pool and then take the ladders out.
Okay, well, you're thinking of The Sims, and I'm talking about SimCity.
What's the difference?
They're two completely different games. SimCity is you build a city and manage the city. Sims is where you create people and live a mundane life and kill them in the pool.
Got it. Okay, you're right. I was wrong. Next topic.
So,
Farthest Frontier.
Right. You ever played Roller Coaster Tycoon?
Yeah.
Same concept, you're building a city instead of a roller coaster.
Yeah, sure. Park, I got it.
Instead of a theme park. It's set in, like, I want to say, like, 1600s, 1700s. It feels very, like, medieval. There's raider camps around, and you got to, like, you know, make swords and plate armor and shit like that. It's pretty cool. I've been addicted to it.
So that's what console fun. Are you playing, or is it PC?
PC.
Got it.
It like just came out of beta a couple months ago. Like, it's like still like brand new.
Are you playing on Steam or are you just like down? Okay.
Playing on Steam. Pretty cool. In The Sims, did you ever put an oven on a carpet and then take out the door and make them cook something?
No.
And light the entire place on fire?
No, that's funny though.
Yeah, I never did that either. a lot of fun things in The Sims that I used to do. I used to play The Sims like a lot.
Yeah.
But
you've always been like a very into video games kind of guy.
Yeah. But The Sims, I recently watched a video on why they died. And like, not like why did The Sim itself die, why the game franchise has died.
Yeah.
And it's not because the investors from Saudi Arabia. I'm gonna be very specific on how I said that.
Mm-hmm.
The investors from Saudi Arabia bought EA, but it's because, like, all right, so like Sims 2 and Sims 3, we got, I don't know, 12 to 15 expansion packs. And the expansion packs, like, always had, threw in a bunch of content, and it was always dope. And they were worth, you know, like, whatever it was, like, $20-$30. It was worth it. You got a lot of content. New additions to the game, new game mechanics. It was cool. Now, it's all microtransactions.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, get these cool couches for $5. You get this part of, when, like, all these things used to be compact into one expansion. Now it's all like little things, microtransactions. It completely killed the fucking game. They're never going to make a Sims 5 because we're at 4 now. It's a dead series. It's sad.
I feel like we talked about this before. About
the Saudis. Well, we talked about EA. Yeah. Oh, the Saudis. EA, when you say it, but when I say it, it's racist.
Saudi Arabian peoples.
Yeah. They bought EA, but we didn't talk about the Sims being a dying franchise.
No, I guess we didn't, because we probably never talked about The Sims before. Not a very compelling topic for our podcast.
Well, I'm sure there's some listener. I mean, there's 8 of you. I'm going to go with at least 2 of you play The Sims.
There's more than 8 listeners, all right? We're grateful for all of them. I don't know.
You never said I wasn't grateful.
I don't look at the numbers.
You're saying there's 8 of them.
You're making it sound like it's no big deal. It's a big deal. Shout out, Kevin, for motivating us to do this week's episode.
Motivation or threatening?
That.
Yep. Who else do you want to shout out?
That's the reason I'm here tonight. Because Kevin said if we didn't record an episode, he was going to lead pipe my kneecaps.
Thank God I don't live in Jersey. I'm not releasing this episode until Wednesday. Just so that he lead pipes your kneecaps.
He said he needed... episode. Needed content for his drive to work. So I guess we're the appropriate option.
I mean, you can always just call me. I'll just talk to him. So he can call me Jewish slurs the entire time.
Oh, he's awesome. That's funny.
He's a funny guy.
What else should we talk about next?
Well, would you like to know how my 3 weeks in collecting has been?
Because I mean, I don't want to know, but the listeners have been dying to know.
I highly doubt.
So why don't you tell us how your 3 weeks in collecting have gone?
Well, I just got through API Mike a Blastoise SAR from 151 that I've been hunting.
Nice.
So I can stop ripping 151 now.
Thank God.
Yeah, I know, right? So I got that. That's on the way to me. He threw in some shuckles, which is always appreciated. I really haven't done much collecting. My Pokemon habits have now turned to selling.
Okay. So
there's not much collecting, but I am, you know, I'm still collecting. I got a new Funko Pop that made me realize how badly they're going out of business.
Why do you say that?
Yeah, Funko Pops. Nothing ever comes apart.
No.
They're built pretty solid. Here's a Funko Pop of me that my brother gave me for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. It's cool. You can take his legs right off.
Hmm.
You can take his body right off.
All right. Well,
you can give him the haircut that we both desperately need. Now, I would argue that because this is a Funko
yourself. That's definitely why. That's why. It's because it's like the design your own.
No. I bought myself one a year ago when they had first launched this kind of thing you could do. When they first launch the Funko yourself. Nothing comes off. You know how, like, in a Funko Pop box, they give you the little plastic case? Not plastic case, but the plastic holder that they stay in the box.
A little, like, plastic bowl in there.
Didn't come in the box.
What was it sitting in?
It was, like, saran wrapped to a piece of cardboard that made no sense of how to display it.
Huh.
There was no instructions on how to display the piece of cardboard correctly. I figured there was a way, but there was no instructions on it. So that's the reason why this is not in the box, because it just sat there and rattled around in the box.
Hmm. That's very interesting. You got some other Funko stuff, I heard.
Yeah, they're really high up there. I got this mini collection of Pokemon Funkos.
I think those are dope. I think if they would have done their entire business model on minis, they would be doing better.
I don't think so. I think their business model was great, but the hype of a Funko Pop, I think, has just plummeted. And now they're making these bullshit where you can mix and match. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's probably a lot easier on them production-wise, so I understand it. But I don't know. It's disappointing to me that his hair just comes right off.
It's kind of like yours. Yeah. It's more realistic. It just falls right off.
Yeah. Sure. Asshole. But yeah, so that's disappointing. I got that. I got Dumbledore's wand.
Sick.
So I have the Elder Wand. That's pretty dope.
I know I sent you like some random cards at some point, but nothing. I know it was nothing crazy. Just like Charmeleon, Charmander, and like 75 Shuckles, probably.
Give or take, yeah. Which I only want reverse holos now for the binder.
Oh, this fucking guy. Yeah, sure. No problem, sir. I'll make sure that I'm very specific with your free Shuckles.
Have I said anything to you during stream?
Unbelievable. You heard it here first, folks. You heard it here for... You don't bother me. How do you know if you bother me or not?
You've told me I don't bother you.
Well, I lied.
You said every single other person in stream does.
You're the only one I like.
You said that Scattered Squirrel annoys the fuck out of you. API Toxin, which, I mean, that's a given.
This guy.
Ricario.
What are you just trying to think of the 12 people that listen to this podcast?
Yes, I am. Jubbin, I think, maybe listens. Poke John. I know it's Pokey John. I like saying Poke John.
King Charlie D.
Oh, yeah. King Charlie D.
Kevin.
I can't say Charlie's TikTok name because he changes it every goddamn week, so I can never remember it.
This week it was... I'm Marowak to Baze.
What a character that Charles is, let me tell you. That Charles. So yeah, so that's been my 3 weeks in collecting. It's been fairly boring. I can't think of anything else I've gotten. But I can tell you what I pulled.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Pulled the Gengar SAR out of Mega Dreams.
Oh, you mean what you pulled out like on stream?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I haven't really bought anything for myself. I pulled a Mega Lucario SAR from Mega Evolutions. I pulled the gold Charizard from Phantasmal Flames.
Insane. That was an insane dope box.
That really was. It also had the full art Charizard in it. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that box was absolutely crazy.
The box I currently have, I haven't pulled any SARs out of it yet, so.
And, well, there's another one on the way. You should have it tomorrow. Another full box.
Dope. So everybody buy it tonight. Let's sell out.
No, tonight if you're listening to this on Tuesday.
Right, I wasn't going to stream after I was recording this.
I was a little confused, man.
Okay, man, it happens. You got fish brain.
Okay, man, fish brain. You're thinking of The Sims, not SimCity.
This chatbot. Let me tell you about this chatbot.
Bro, that was funny when you did that on stream too. It had me laughing.
Well, because you haven't pulled it in a while, so I haven't brought it up.
Because what was it? Temporal or something? I think it was in. We haven't opened Temporal.
I don't remember.
It was funny though.
I just remembered that was a staple of. Do you know about this chatbot? Every single fucking time. We have fun.
Yeah, the streams were really, really crazy this weekend. It was a lot of fun. We went bonker bananas this weekend. Those StarTech 100 things are crazy. They're even I didn't buy any more. They're so much more expensive this week.
I'm convinced that Lily's Clefairy is the only SAR in it.
No, I pulled two Pikachus as well.
I think everything else. Oh, yeah, that's right. You did pull two.
Those cases I had were literally. You could not have got the only way they could have been better is if they both had gold Charizards.
And it's the Charizard Y, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, are we getting that in Ascended or?
No one knows yet. Yes, is my assumption, but it's not. I don't think there's anything confirmed. But yeah, I think we're getting gold Dragonite, and they may have actually recently confirmed it. But yes, dude, everything that you saw in StarTech 100, for the most part, all the SARs, they're all going to be in Ascended. And then they'll save like 3 to 5 of them.
Even the promos. Pikachu?
I don't know about the Pikachu, but I wouldn't be surprised. Or maybe it'll be a promo in some super premium collection thing that they make, or ultra premium collection. But yeah, we get all those cards. Everything that Japan gets, we get as well. I don't know where the Pikachu will be, but Ascended Heroes is going to be insane. It's not...
It'll be fun.
It's, oh my god, bro, it's gonna be insane. It's gonna be insane.
What's the first release? Just 3-pack blisters?
25 days, January 30th. 3-pack blisters and 2-pack blisters.
That's it?
That's it. Unless they added something to it, I'll double check right now.
Release. Have you been able to order any?
No, not really. That's not, I mean, so I have some, but my normal source, I can't order like early. There's no like ordering. It's like, hey, I'm getting this much, and then I say, right, how much do I have to pay you to get all of it? That's basically how it works. So January 30th is just the 2-packs and 3-packs, and then February 20th, which is a full 3 weeks later, which in Pokemon is an eternity, we're getting ETBs and Minitins. That's when like production will feel like we're finally seeing enough packs hit the market. Yeah. From January 30th to like Valentine's Day, probably, or like maybe from like January 25th to Valentine's Day, it's going to be difficult to get and very expensive. Then right around Valentine's Day, it should loosen up a little bit as some of the ETBs start to hit the market. They officially come out on the 20th, and then it's another full month in March. We get premium poster collections and we get the pin collections. Now the first part of deluxe pin collection, I don't know what that looks like. It's either going to be a 10-pack box or a 3-pack small pin collection, like they did in Shining Fates or Pogo. I don't know. I can see if I can find an image of it.
I'm gonna have
to. It's different. It's not. It's 5-packs. It's the pin is the starters: Tepig, Totodile, and Chikorita. Because we're getting Mega Emboar, Mega Meganium, and Mega Feraligatr in the set.
Oh, because of Legends EA. That's cool. I like that.
But there's the blister has a Larry coin.
Uh-oh.
I'm pumped. The Larry coin is S tier.
You didn't get it graded?
I'm going to grade a Larry coin. I should grade a Larry coin. That's really funny. You
really fucking should.
So that's March 20th that we get the poster collection and the pin collection. And then another month later, in April, we finally get booster bundles. And that's when the price of Ascended Heroes will go down, like, significantly.
So for my birthday, I'll take a pin collection. When is my birthday?
I don't know.
Okay, September 1st.
Nope. Not 21st.
September 1st. I didn't say 21st.
I thought you said September 21st. Well, you know what? Different people have different skill sets, all right? You're good at remembering birthdays.
I remember my friend's birthdays. That's all.
Dude, you're going to get me in trouble with my wife, who also listens to this podcast. Now I'm going to be reminded how I never remember the date that her birthday falls on.
Get him. Get him. Just hit him for no reason.
You're later a real on dick. Today.
Just hit him for no reason.
Unfortunately, she hurt her back, so she's moving pretty slowly.
Right, well, fake him out. Get in for a kiss and say, I love you, babe, and then just fucking rock him for me.
All right. Thanks, bud. Appreciate you.
Anytime.
So the release schedule with Ascended is kind of a mess.
I wonder if that comic book store that I usually find product on release days, I wonder if they'll have it.
Possible. I mean, everybody's going to get, anybody who gets allocated product will get it. It's not like people, every single time a set comes out, people ask me like, oh, are you getting this set? For how many years straight have I gotten every single set that's ever come out ever? Like, of course I'm getting
this set. Didn't you hold off on one though?
One Japanese release I waited like a week on. No, right. Never English. I believe it was Glory of Team Rocket, and I was correct about waiting
because the prices all went down
by 50%. Yes,
right. Okay, that's right. I remember
it was like $200+ a box at release, and I said, "I'm just not getting this. This is insane." If you want, that was a set. I put a message in Discord. I said, "If you want Glory of Team Rocket early, like before release, you have to order it ahead of time, and I'll order you however many boxes you want. But the price is way too high, and it's going to drop significantly." And it did.
Did you ever get one of those briefcases?
No, never did. I don't understand the hype behind them.
I thought they were pretty cool.
They look cool, but they're a copy of the original one, which came with three promos that are worth a tremendous amount of money.
Well, of course they're going to copy the original.
But why? Like, it's just dumb. The new one is dumb, in my opinion. Like, it looks very cool. It looks identical to the first one, but all it comes with is a booster box. I could just put a acrylic R on any attaché case, and it would be the same.
But it's not Pokemon.
Yeah, probably be better quality. Honestly, I don't think they're focused on making briefcases.
I don't know.
No, I never got one. I think they're still like relatively expensive. Rocket brief case. $180. It's actually a screaming deal if it comes with the booster box.
It's a what?
A screaming deal?
That is a screaming deal.
Because the booster boxes are like $120 on their own. Huh. Huh. All right, well, I can look into that.
Most interesting.
I have other interesting things to talk about, if you'd like.
Do tell.
Would you like to learn about a Pokemon on this fine evening?
Sure. Does it end in a or?
It doesn't. We tried to pick a Pokemon by using random numbers, and we picked two very boring Pokemon in a row, and they both ended in or. Excelgor and Bulldor. I couldn't remember the first one. Anyway, we decided to do Tyrantrum because Tyrantrum is coming in the new Japanese set that I don't know how to pronounce. It's Nil Zero or Nihil Zero or something along those lines.
I don't speak Japanese.
But Tyrantrum is going to be in it. By the time this happens a lot, actually, with Japanese. By the time it comes out, we'll be calling it something else. They'll realize it didn't translate well, and we'll call it something else in the U.S.
The reason I brought this up to do is because after 10, 11 years, it's finally getting a new card.
In Nil Zero, Nihil Zero, whatever it is.
Nihil Zero.
Whatever the heck it's called. But yeah, let's learn about Tyrantrum in Japanese, Gachigoris. I actually think from now on, we should all call Tyrantrum Gachigoris. That's
Gachigoris. Awesome.
The old Gachigoris. So Tyrantrum's a dual type, Rock and Dragon, Gen 6 Ooh. Pokemon. It evolves from Tyrunt when leveled up during the day, starting at level 39.
You know, I never understood that. I would have assumed that Aurorus would evolve during the day and Tyrunt would be at night, but it's the other way around.
Sure is.
I don't know. I just figured that Aurorus would be during the day. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know why. Anyway, Tyrantrum is a bipedal dinosaurian Pokemon.
I figured it resembles... out.
Why? Oh, okay.
You could see the Aurora lights at night.
The Aurora Borealis?
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. Tyrantrum looks like a T-Rex. It says it resembles a large theropod, but we all know it looks supposed to look like a T-Rex.
Brown, could be a Carconers.
It's supposed to be a T-Rex. Predominantly brown and red with scaly patterns on its skin, scattered orange highlights and some scales and ridges. Its head is proportionately large with a blunt ridged snout and powerful jaws. It has black around its eyes and a light gray lower jaw covered by a beard of white primitive feathers. Interesting. That reminds me, I saw a photo of a T-Rex covered in feathers as if it were like had actually evolved like a chicken, like it was like an old school chicken, so to speak. Man, that thing looked a lot less scary. It was pretty awesome.
Well, they now think that all dinosaurs had feathers, but
yeah. Several sharp teeth are visible in the lower jaw, while the upper jaw is lined with orange tip toothed like projections. Over its eyes are of five spikes resembling a crown. King of the dinosaurs, T-Rex.
Yeah, but also okay, go ahead. All right, whatever.
Around Tyrantrum's neck is a feathery white ruff that extends over its shoulders, similar to its cape. Its underbelly is gray with white borders, and there are two orange spikes near the tip of its long tail. Its small forelimbs have only two black clawed digits each. But it has powerful hind legs with three black claws each. Plated armor-like ridges cover its knees, back, and the top of its tail. Before its extinction 100 million years ago, Tyrantrum was known to be vicious, but had the presence of a magnificent king. It said that nothing could stop Tyrantrum. Its powerful jaws, capable of shredding thick metal plates as easily as paper, made it invincible. Its strength allows it to sleep in the wild entirely unguarded without feeling worried. It is theorized that its original form was completely covered with a feather-like coat. Oh.
Hmm.
Interesting. Sounds a lot like T-Rex to me. All right, some fun facts about Tyrantrum. Tyrantrum shares several aspects with Aurorus. Both are rock-type fossil Pokemon introduced in Gen 6. Both of them evolved starting at level 39 from a Pokemon with a base stat total of 362, although Tyrantrum evolves a day instead of during the night. Both also share a base stat total of 521. Tyrantrum and its pre-evolution Tyrant are the only Pokemon with the type combo of Rock and Dragon. They are the only rock-type Pokemon in the Dragon Egg group, and they were both designed by Hitoshi Ariga. Tyrantrum, oh, wow, listen to this. Origin. Tyrantrum is based on the genus Tyrannosaurus, though it also shares some characteristics, such as the orange facial crest with members of the Carnosauria claudae.
Tyrantrum's... That's what I said.
Well, you were wrong. It's based on a T-Rex, even though it has a few other things. Tyrantrum's crest and white feathers are inspired by the imagery of kings, while the crest acting as a crown, the fringe of the lower jaws acting as a beard, and the fringe in the neck acting as a cape lined with fur. We already talked about this.
I didn't realize how much I like Tyrantrum's design.
It's a sick Pokemon. The fringe is also derived from the hypothesis that Tyrannosaurus supposedly had feathers. The royalty theme in Tyrantrum's line is likely a reference to the Tyrannosaurus Rex, as Tyranno comes from the ancient Greek word for tyrant, and Rex is Latin for king. Similarly, a Japanese name for the Tyrannosaurus Rex is Bakunryu, cruel ruler dragon.
Tyrantrum's... Wait, what's the Latin word for tyrant?
Rex. No. Latin word for... The Rex is Latin for king. Tyranno, Tyranno is ancient Greek for tyrant.
So a Tyrannosaurus Rex is literally tyrant king.
Yeah. Tyrantrum's dragon type likely references perceived similarities between dinosaurs and dragons in different cultures and popular media. Notably, the Japanese word for dinosaur, Kyoryu, fearsome dragon. Gachigoris may be a combination of gachi gachi, teeth chattering, gachi, serious or for real, gachin, banging noise, or gachiri, stocky, could be any of those, and chigoras, tyrant. What?
Tell them to pick one.
I know, for real. Anyway.
Gachi gachi.
That's what we know about Gachigoris, aka Tyrantrum. Sick Pokemon. I would love if we got a Tyrantrum SAR. Tyrantrum's never had like a super, super, super dope card, but Tyrantrum in
on the German. Same page as Bulbapedia.
It's Tyrantrum.
Dope.
I don't think Tyrantrum's ever had a super cool Pokemon card. There's a couple cool EXs, but
we haven't gotten one in 11 years.
I think Forbidden Light was the last time we got it. It was an EX. Yeah, there's four Tyrantrum cards. Furious Fist, XY Chromos, Forbidden Light, and now we have, no, there was three, and now we have the new artwork that's been revealed from Nile Zero, which is fire, by the way. The new artwork looks really cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so there were only three cards. There's the Furious Fist card, there's the Forbidden Light card, and then there's the XY era promo of a Tyrantrum EX.
That'd be a cool art rare SAR.
Oh, dude, so sick. I hope they don't do an art rare, because then it would probably be similar. Maybe the art style could be different, but it would just, I feel like they would make it look like Baxcalibur. It needs an SAR with like good background texture of like Prehistoria.
Sort of like the Tyranitar.
Which Tyranitar?
The big one. Not Tyranitar, Groudon.
Primal Groudon?
No, there's a Groudon in
You're talking about the art rare Groudon?
No. Maybe.
Yeah, you're talking about the art rare.
Okay.
I'm sure of it. The Paradox Rift art rare, where the card is mainly like red with like some grayish blue skies in the background, the volcano in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm afraid they would do if they put Tyrantrum in an art rare. I think it needs an SAR. Or like you might not know off the top of your head, but like the Team Magma's Groudon from Double Crisis. I pulled it on stream once a long time ago for Safe Word is Apples, like many years ago. That card is insane. It'd be cool if we got something like that.
What does it look like?
Yeah, it's the whole era. I can screen share it.
Yeah, that's a feature.
I am going to be very upset with you. D-Magmas.
Why are you going to be upset with me?
Because of how you're talking to me, bruh.
I'm tired.
Yeah, that's a feature.
Listen, when you said you were in studio and ready, I took me literally 5 seconds to type in StreamYard because I couldn't remember the fucking website that we do this on.
Oh,
what the fuck?
That's Team Magnus Groudon. Card's fire, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty fucking dope. What's that worth?
A lot. It's an expensive card. 325 LP. It's a crazy 10. I don't remember exactly the price. Double Crisis, that set that it comes from. The packs are like roughly $1,000 a piece, I think.
What happened when I was born?
What, a Double Crisis?
Yeah.
I don't even understand the reference.
Yeah, neither do I. It was just a crisis.
Single Crisis.
They thought I was dead.
Wait, is this a real story?
Yeah, so they were doing a sonogram, and they couldn't get my heartbeat. So they're like, holy shit, he's dead. Or, you know, they thought something was wrong. So they brought down, like, all these team of specialists and shit. Turns out, they couldn't get my heartbeat because I was rolled over on my side sleeping, and they couldn't get the beat because of the position I was sleeping in. I was just a sleepy little guy.
That checks out.
Yep.
All right. Well, we did our Pokemon highlight. We did the week in collecting. What's next? What do we want to do next? Market or convo?
Well, do you have a market update for us?
I mean, the market recovered pretty healthily. I don't really want to go super in depth about it because it's going to take forever to cover. And I feel like I talk constantly when we talk about the market. It's just me talking for 30 minutes straight. So we can keep it simple.
You don't Pokemon want me falling asleep.
Up. Pokemon go up. That's it. I mean, everybody was all nervous before the holiday, especially in November. Everybody was freaking out. Like, if you go back and listen to previous episodes of our podcast, I'm sure you brought up like the market going down, things going down in price, and everybody was like, oh, there's a crash, there's a crash. And I was like, no, there's not a crash. Things are correcting, but they're going to come back up. And they did. Brilliant Stars.
As they do.
Brilliant Stars is at an all-time high.
Everybody's finally realizing that it's a good set.
I don't know, man. I don't care. I hope that it doesn't go any higher so that I can keep buying more. I'm going to retire on Brilliant Stars.
No, you're not.
If I hold it long enough, I could probably retire with Brilliant Stars.
Elaborate.
If I don't sell it, if I keep what I have.
Oh, yes, I understand that. Elaborate on why.
Because it's going to be worth so much goddamn money.
Out of all of Sword and Shield, you think that's the one?
Well, I just can't afford to buy enough Evolving Skies to retire on that.
Okay, that's fair.
But because Brilliant hasn't gotten crazy expensive yet, I can still buy a bunch of it. There's still exponential opportunity with Brilliant Stars. You know what I'm saying? Like, Evolving is at like 2.2, I want to say? 2.3 maybe? It's going up as well.
For
so
a box?
It's really, yeah, for one box. 2.2 or 2.3K for a booster box. So it's pretty tough to like take a big position in Evolving Skies unless you have a lot of, you know, liquidity. So I also think it's going to take longer for that to 10x, right? Because that means the box needs to be $22,000 than it will for Evolving Skies to have to 10x. Evolving Skies is 600. It only has to get to 6,000. Right. I see 6,000 very quickly. For a set like Brilliant Stars. I mean, I'm not talking like 3 months, but like, you know, 5 to 7 years, I could see it at 6,000.
That's fair.
People pay, you know, current prices on Team Up are over 11,000. And Team Up came out in 2019. So that's only seven years old, right? Sword and Shields, Brilliant Stars was 2022. So we don't have the same level of age on it. We have a few more years before it would be equal status to Team Up.
What year did Evolving come out?
Right around the same time as Brilliant. Before Brilliant, but right around the same time. 2021. I don't remember the month.
I don't need the exact month. That's okay.
March, I'm guessing? No, February. Oh, whoops. That's not the right thing. August of 2021.
Gotcha. Interesting. That shit's expensive.
Yeah, August of 2021.
I still just want the Sleepy Dragonite.
Wow. Brilliant Stars came out February of 2022. It's not even 4 years old yet.
It's young.
And it's $600 a box. Ish. Give or take a little bit. But yeah, all the charts on TCG Player have this big dip in November, and now they're slowly starting to climb back up. It's like a U-shape, right? It's like it went all the way down, came all the way back up to where it was, and now they're starting to go back up again on all the sealed stuff. I haven't even looked at singles because I've said forever singles aren't investable. They're too volatile. But what do I know, right?
Not a whole lot.
Not a whole lot is right. So I want to know about what you know, man. You've been streaming a little bit. Tell the listeners what it's like to be a fucking celebrity influencer.
Celebrity influencer. I have like 10 people in my stream at a time.
Dude, you got all the fame and fortune getting thrown your way. The honeys are after you, I've heard.
Yeah, who said this?
Just something I heard.
That's interesting. I'd like.
I heard they call you the milkman.
Milkman. You lactate.
tell us about streaming, you freak.
You're the one who brought it up, first of all. Okay, calling me the milkman. Streaming's a lot of fun. I have quite a lot of fun with the people in the stream, the followers, people buying. I don't know if you know this, but I like talking to people. I am a very charismatic, fun guy.
Okay.
For those just listening, I made a really creepy smile and put a thumbs up. So I do have a lot of fun with everybody in the stream. I think it's a lot of fun because I can't see anything and everybody likes to call me out on that. It almost happened last week. I opened the pack and I went to go through it and I realized it was upside down, but I almost didn't realize it was upside down. Almost went through the entire pack. That was funny. Andy really likes to point out my flaws in that.
How does that feel?
I think it's fun. I get a kick out of it because I know they're having fun.
Streaming is definitely a blast.
Yeah, and I know when everybody's having fun, I'm having fun. Even though I can't see everybody's faces, I know everybody in the chat's having fun.
Mm-hmm.
I do enjoy it. I like. I didn't realize how awesome it was to pull something awesome for somebody.
It's like best,
that is that really is like you keep telling me, like I there were a couple of times where you're like, why don't you act more excited or something like that? Or like you were like saying, like don't be so excited. I guess that's just me. But on the inside, I think it's fucking awesome. Like pulling that gold Charizard for somebody who isn't even from the Collectors Club. They were completely fresh face to us.
Mm-hmm.
That felt really fucking kick ass. And like, oh my God, I got to tell my friend. They're going to be so jealous. And I'm like, fuck yeah, they are. And you know me, I make my jokes. I said, don't be surprised if it doesn't show up. You know, they never got back to me. I hope it showed up. yeah, I didn't know how fun that would be to see everybody's excitement when something cool gets pulled. And I'm sitting there holding it. And I hold it in my hand. I can easily just crumble it.
Your Thanos moment.
Oh, you like a $400 card? Crumple it in my fucking hand. That would be terrible. It's like putting a sim in a pool and taking out the ladder.
You're doing a great job advertising for yourself right now.
You mean on here?
Telling everyone about this, yeah. How you want to crumble their cards in your hand.
They know I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I promise I won't do it. See, that's why I don't. Y'all wanted me to have a drunk New Year's stream. See, drunk me might have done that. Nah, drunk me definitely wouldn't have done that. But drunk me opening packs is probably not a smart idea.
So you didn't know how fun it would be to pull hits for other people. What else is like fulfilling about it?
Fulfilling. What else is fulfilling?
Or enjoyable. I mean, I just chose it random. It doesn't have to fit the word exactly.
Well, I know y'all don't really care too much for it, but I like singing. So playing music and hanging out with everybody and just singing and having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have the greatest voice in the world, but I do enjoy it. It's fun. And everybody telling me to listen to different music. I think music is very important on the stream.
Oh, definitely. It's much worse when there's no music playing.
Well, not even no music. I mean, just certain music in general.
Yeah.
I think can really capture a stream. That's why I like to, like, the playlist I use has, like, a lot of, like, early 2000s alternative, some punk, you know, like, pop punk in there, some random shit that Annie put in it, and some songs that I never even heard and that I now like and enjoy, like Pork Soda. So random song, but I do enjoy that song now. Shout out Annie for that one. But I also like to throw in my ABBA and some early Britney Spears just to keep everybody on their toes and have some fun. It's pretty cool. It's fun. Hopefully,
what
you know.
What sucks about it?
How tired I am.
Because after? Because you're working first?
Yeah. Like, there was, when I do Saturday streams, when you take off, I'm not as tired, so I can sit here for like 5 or 6 hours and do it and have, you know, it would feel like 2 hours. But when I come home from work, I'm pretty exhausted. So I would love to stream till all hours of the night, but I always have to cut it early because your boy has to get up in the morning.
I think it's also like a little bit more exhausting than anybody gives
it credit is
for, I guess you could say. Like, there's the amount of energy expended isn't equivalent to the physical work you're doing. Physically, there's virtually no work involved.
No, right? My arms get tired.
Yeah, weird angle or whatever, but like, it's not a physical job.
No, not at all. I'm sitting my ass in a chair.
But I think the amount of energy that gets expended is pretty high.
You do have to be like, you can't sit there for 20 minutes silent.
No, you have to be like on point.
Engaging. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why, like, when, like, I've noticed, like, when my streams have been like, nobody's talking in chat. Like, I notice you do it all the time too. But I'll start being like, you know, somebody fucking, you don't do it the way I do it. Like, I see somebody fucking talk to me. But like, I try getting people engaged in chat talking so that it's not just, okay, we're just sitting here
doing this. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, I mean, even if I'm not selling, because there's times when I was streaming and there was nothing for like an hour. Like that one time with Ife, I was streaming, it was, I don't know, like 10:30, 11:30. And I was like, all right, I think I'm going to call it here, but I'm going to wait a little bit longer. And we're all still bullshitting and talking for a little bit. And the next thing you know, the stream went for like another hour. Yeah. And people were ordering and, you know, that hour. So it does, like you said, you have to put a lot of energy into it. And after work, I don't always have that energy, but I try my best.
It's tough. I definitely remember those days. It was very hard in the, like when I first started and I was still working full time. But yeah. It was kind of like, this is my baby and I want it to succeed. So I just let my real job have the shitty version of me. Like, I could be tired and grouchy there and it didn't matter because I really wanted, like, it was very different. I was like,
the sock man has had the shitty version of me before I even started streaming.
Yeah. But it's a lot of fun. I'm glad you're doing it. I think you're doing a good job, but I think it's probably pretty interesting to be on the other side of the camera and kind of see, you know, the ins and outs of what it's like to stream.
Yeah. I mean, the shipping, I don't think is as hard as it is that you bitch about all the fucking time.
It's just the volume of shipping.
Yeah, no, I'm not shipping like you are. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not shipping boxes. I did ship my first ETB box, though.
There you go.
Arrived to the customer today.
Perfect.
They made fun of my spelling of their name. I spelled it correctly. Just the R didn't look correct. Because I like speed wrote it.
What did you write? Why did you write their name on something?
I wrote it on ETB so that I remembered that the only ETB I was shipping was theirs.
God. Even and you wrote it on the actual ETB?
Yeah.
Don't do that, dude. What if they wanted the ETB for a display?
It was an old empty ass ETB that was sitting in my room for like a year.
Oh, I thought it was an ETB they bought. I wasn't thinking straight. That makes
you
sense.
Haven't that's given fine. Me ETBs to sell.
No. That's fine. Yeah, I know. I got it. Yeah.
I didn't write it on a fresh ETB.
I'm thinking like you like wrote their name across the top.
No, it was an ETB that actually said Growlithe and Arcanine on it because that's where I was keeping my Growlithe and Arcanines.
Got it.
But it already had writing on it.
Yes. I've sent many, many ETBs with writing on them.
Yeah. That's funny though. I do find it difficult when somebody, specifically Scattered Squirrel, wants all the goddamn fucking bulk. I gotta stuff that into the package.
Shipping bulk's definitely annoying. But my theory is... Oh, good. My theory with the bulk has always been like, you're paying for the whole pack.
Oh yeah, so, no, I mean, that's theirs. Yeah, it's no problem.
It's annoying though, for sure. Especially like shipping large amounts of bulk. It's so expensive and annoying. But part of what we do.
It's theirs. They bought it. Yeah. Also, I just like, she gives me a hard time all the goddamn time. I'm going to give her a hard time.
Yeah.
So if any, I'll pull anything out that I can attack.
I just wonder what people are like Annie, for example, like what happens to all that bulk?
Well, I know she's mastering, so all the reverses I understand. Sure,
but what happens to all the rest of it?
I couldn't tell you.
I mean, there's, I don't know, dude. I have mountains and mountains and mountains of unsorted bulk. I just could never sit and sort bulk. Some people like to do that. I'm not that guy.
I can understand the, like, you guys, I guess I could throw on Shark Tank and like sort bulk maybe pass the time, but I usually use that time to sit on my phone and scroll and be, you know, not present.
Yeah.
But I get it. Andy, what do you do with your bulk? We're curious.
We want to know. The only bulk I like to do is when I'm bindering Kamiya stuff. Damn, I just realized I forgot my 3 new Kamiya cards at the office. That's a bummer.
I did really enjoy doing bulk when I was mastering 151 and putting them all in a binder.
I don't know. I don't like doing that. All that, like, having to sort through 100 cards looking for one specific card. But I also deal with, like,
in the moment it was frustrating. No, but in the moment it was frustrating when I had to keep, like, going, I know I saw this reverse. Where the fuck did I put it? Now I have to go through another ETB because it's probably in that ETB. But looking back on it, I enjoyed it.
Got it. That makes sense.
My headphones be dying.
All right. Well, let's get right to it then.
Oh.
It's time for...
We do this sometimes.
It is time for a segment that I don't even know if people like or not, but we have a good time doing it. All right, what are we doing?
Pokemon that I would...
What about Pokemon you'd want to road trip with?
What kind of car are we in? Are we in an RV? Let's just say a huge RV.
No. Let's say it's me, you, and this Pokemon, and we're in like a sedan, like a 4-seater, like a normal size. Like, we're not going to be squished. You know what I mean? And for argument's sake, like, the size of the Pokemon doesn't necessarily, like, obviously.
No, I understand that.
That doesn't fit in the vehicle. We'll just pretend that it's going to fit.
Why I was asking was not because of space. It was just of how comfortable I'm going to be in this said car. It had nothing to do with the Pokemon.
Me, you, and this Pokemon.
Okay, that's not my cursor. That's your cursor.
Yep, that's mine. I set it to Gen 6, but let's do Gen 6 for the battle.
Okay.
In honor of Tyrantrum. We'll do this out of all gens, all types, all everything. Oh, wait, no, we want default only. Starmie. How much would you like to road trip with Starmie?
You ever heard Starmie in the anime?
Yes, we've talked about this. A Rangaroo.
Are we bringing pot?
I mean, it's me, you, and the Pokemon, so whatever you think you need to pack.
I feel like you smoke a joint with this dude.
He's holding one in his hand.
All right. So we don't need to bring it. He's bringing it.
Next up is Monferno.
That is not how you spell Monferno.
After Monferno, we have Cascoon. After Cascoon, we have Grovyle.
I'm beginning to realize I don't want to be on a road trip with any of these.
My computer just went crazy for a sec. After Grovyle, we have Electrike.
Did you freeze?
No. Oh, is my camera gone?
Yeah, you look frozen.
You can hear me though, right?
Yeah.
I look frozen?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Hold on.
Oh, no. Where'd he go? Now it is a black screen, my man.
Sick. I have no idea. I don't know what happened. I said my computer went crazy for a minute, and then
so how's everybody doing? How was your New Year's? Oh,
I don't know what happened. We got no video from me.
I can hear you though.
All right, good. Hopefully it keeps recording. After Electrike, we have Altaria. You know what I just realized? You can't drive.
Nobody said I was driving.
Yeah, but like in my head.
And correction, I can drive. I just legally can't.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're legally not allowed to drive. All right. Glammeow.
No big deal. All right. We're also ranking Pokemon. I can drive in this instance. I have a license.
Graplocked.
Hold on. You're going too fast.
It was Glammeow. Now it's Graplocked.
Okay.
I'm stuck on where to put Graplocked. I only have two spots left. All right, last but not least, male Oinkalone. I like that it says male Oinkalone. Oh, that's funny.
Oinkalone.
Male Oink. All right, I'm going to try something real quick. We're going to...
That's a man, baby. Go ahead.
We're going to do a quick pause. And we're back.
And we're back.
And we're back with a completed list, ladies and gentlemen.
Number 10. I have Cascoon.
I also have Cascoon. Let's go.
You just start the road. Shot. Yeah, no shot him in the,
The
ride of death. Nah, number 9, I have Graplocked.
I have Starmie at number 9.
Graplocked, I mean, I only had two spots left. I may not have put it that high, but it got that high, and I'm not totally upset with it. It looks like an angry person.
My thought process with Starmie is like, Starmie's going to introduce a lot of water into the vehicle, and that's problematic to me.
We'll be hydrated.
I don't know. I feel like there's going to be some leakage involved, and like the seat's going to be wet if we have to switch seats. And Starmie has no arms or legs.
That's fair. No third driver there.
No, and you have to like pick it up and move it.
Fucking Star.
Yeah, okay, dude. Annoying.
8, I have Monferno.
I have male Oinkalone in the 8 spot. And I'm very glad that I reserved that spot. Didn't put Graplock there and reserved it. I do not want a fucking road trip with a stanky ass pig.
But I'm on the road trip too.
Oh my god, that's funny. Number 7.
Grovyle.
I have Glammeow at number 7. Wow, our lists are pretty different so far other than Cascoon.
Well, number 6, I have Glammeow.
I have Grovyle.
So literally, we could have just switched those ones.
Yeah, we still, I don't know, still a little different. Anyway, any reason I don't want a road trip with a cat. That's why Glammeow went down there. Even if it was like a cooler cat Pokemon, like a Persian or something.
Well, Persians, all right, we're not talking about size. I forgot. I wouldn't mind Glammeow. If I would actually put Glammeow higher because I don't mind cats. I love cats. Cats love me.
I'm allergic.
Oh, well then, yeah, that makes sense.
And I'm just don't allergic. Like them in general, for the most part.
They don't like you. Number 5, I have Starmie because I didn't know where we were going with this.
I have Monferno at number 5. I didn't hate the concept of traveling with Monferno. I just feel like I pictured him like a spider monkey. Like his energy level might just be like a little too high for a.
That's exactly why I put him so low.
Yeah. At the same time, though, like on a road trip, sometimes you want someone who's high energy.
I feel like Monferno's going to be high energy the entire time, though.
Yeah. Like
eventually, I want to just look out the window and be like, oh, look, cows.
Mm-hmm.
Move. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Number 4, I put Electrike.
I put Altaria at number 4 because I realized that you couldn't drive as I was ranking Altaria. My initial thought was like, how sick would it be to lay down and put your head on Altaria and take a nap?
Okay, but in this scenario, there's also Pokemon. So in this scenario, I have a license.
Right, but I had already written it at that point. So that's why Altaria didn't go higher.
Okay. I put Electric there because it's just a little electric puppy. And if we need a jump, we got a little electric puppy.
Oh, I didn't think of that. That's dope.
Three, I put Orangaroo.
I also put Orangaroo at number three.
He just seems super chill.
Seems like a good road trip buddy, and I didn't know what else was coming out on the list yet.
True. So I'm assuming your number one's Grablock. My number two is Altaria.
My number two is Electrike. I think, okay. I mean, who doesn't want to take a cool-looking dog on a road trip?
And now also, in case you need to jump, now you have that benefit. I put Altaria at number two just because it seems chill. And it doesn't. I didn't think about laying on it. That's a very interesting aspect.
Added bonus.
Yes, definitely added bonus. Number one, went to Winkalone because I had no other spots.
Yeah, I put Graplocked in the number one spot because to me, Graplocked looked like a getaway driver. Like I pictured Graplocked with all like the tentacles wrapped around the steering wheel. Like,
yeah, but we're not robbing a fucking bank. Dude, we're not doing a heist with it.
If it was me and you and a Pokemon on a road trip, you don't know what kind of trouble we'd get into.
I do get into a lot of trouble. You know what also I find interesting? Wait, you had Oinkalone at number eight?
Yeah.
We both had one and eight left.
Oh, that is interesting. All right, let's do a Gen 6 only battle.
15.
15. Here we go. 15. Oh, I forgot how much it sucks when you go to only one gen.
It's not that terrible.
It's terrible, dude. All right, whatever. We have Barbacool, Aromatisse.
We can do another one if you want.
Maybe we'll do another one after this. Barbacool, Aromatisse, Carbink, Yveltal, Heliolisk, Aurorus, Furfru, Chestnut, Xerneas, Florgus, Noivern, Meowstic, Trevenant, Talonflame, Greninja.
I mean, there's at least six solid choices in there. One, two, three, four, five, and I'll take six.
All right, I got mine too.
Yveltal?
Yeah.
Aurorus?
Yep.
Xerneas?
Yep.
Noivern?
Yep.
Greninja?
Yep.
And I think this is where we're going to differ, but I took Heliolisk.
I took Chestnut.
I was thinking about Chestnut, but I took Heliolisk for the electricity.
Heliolisk was also my second choice. Talonflame probably would have been a solid take, too.
I did think Talonflame, but even though it knows fire moves, it's still not as... It's not a very good Pokemon.
Yeah. Well, Chestnut v. Heliolisk, I think Chestnut takes, but...
I'll ask our friend.
All right, we'll do another one. We'll do all Pokemon up to Gen 6 for the next one.
Chest. How do you spell Chestnut? Chest.
Chesnaugt.
Heliolisk. Who wins? You gonna answer me or what?
Nah, bruh.
Verdict, standard 1v1, Chestnut wins.
Nailed it. All right, next we're doing fully evolved, default form, gens 1 through 6. Which is basically, I don't know, 70% of Pokemon, 80% of Pokemon.
Hit it.
Ready?
Yep.
Wait. Why are there only 300? Oh, because we did fully evolved. Okay. Wow, this list is worse than the other list.
Yes, it is.
All right. We have Sea King, Grumpig, Skuntank, Machamp, Kabutops, Noivern, Muk, Registeel, Gardevoir, Perugly, Diancie, Archeops, Absol, Vespiquen, and Plusle.
This is the first time that I'm actually going to struggle to make a team of six.
I mean, five are pretty easy, I think.
One, two, three, four, five.
I got mine.
Six.
Oh, wait. Shit. I didn't realize that. I left that one off. Fuck. I still think I have to keep it the way it is.
I wonder which one we're going to come down to. Because it's probably going to be one. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm going to try. All right. I'm gonna make a quick switch here. See if that, how that does. Okay. I'm ready.
Champ.
Yep.
Boot tops.
No.
Noivern.
Yes.
Registeel.
Yep.
Guardy.
Yep.
And Vesper Queen.
No. Vesper Queen was never even on my radar. All right, so it's Kabutops and Vespa Queen versus Absol and Diancie. Kabutops. So I took Diancie, and then I realized I didn't have Absol in the battle party, and I wanted Absol. So I got rid of Kabutops and put Absol in the Kabutops spot.
Win.
Undefeated. If you've been a listener of our podcast, you'll know I've never lost a battle. Undefeated.
Right. I took Vespa Queen because Bug is effective against Psychic and Gardevoir, and you were gonna take.
Dude,
so.
Vespa Queen was a bad choice. You know, but Vespa Queen was not the move.
So if I would have taken my other choice, which was Absol,
then it would have been Kabutops versus Diancie.
Kabutops
versus Diancie. For the record, you didn't make that choice.
You still win.
Diancie's strong.
Oh wait.
But showing me a
picture of. It's showing me a picture of Kabuto, so I don't know if they know that I said Kabutops. Whatever. I'll concede.
That's it, because I'm still undefeated.
Are you, though?
100%. Thanks for tuning in. Whoa. Oh, I see. You just made yourself full screen.
Hello, world. Yeah. How do I?
That's pretty funny.
Wait. Nope. How do I get rid of that? There we go.
How's that? Dude.
Whoa.
Don't like that. That's terrible.
Way too close. Yep.
What if we do this?
I like that.
This is dumb.
Push you.
Oh, now we're gone completely. All right, anyway, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the 151 Collective. I've been Collector, a.k.a. Asylum.
I've been Zach Mo, the more handsome one, a.k.a. Milkman, a.k.a. Mr. Wonderful.
Should have saved Milkman for a future a.k.a.
Yeah, you called me tonight, so I went with it. Am I
thanks
showing?
For tuning in. Like, follow, subscribe, tell your grandma. Catch you guys on the next episode. Bye.
Give grandma my number. Bye.